right.
Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSafety.com.
RadioSafety.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 576. My name's Will Koontz. This here is Anna Hummel.
Hello. Sorry,
Kevin,
for the...
we're here. Sorry, Anna.
Okay.
In the comments, he's 3 minutes late. What's the deal? Sorry. Golly.
Bro, you weren't going to be able to see my beautiful face.
Yeah, what's going on with your... You got a little bees or something in your home? What's going on back there?
Yeah, I have a little bit of an infestation. Sorry. The engineer isn't here today, so we're kind of at half cast, I guess. I got a few issues where I can hear you in my headphones, can't hear myself.
Okay.
So I'm going to just do, like, you in this ear and then me in this ear. So...
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, that will let me know how that goes.
Yeah.
Yep. No, we'll get through it. Welcome, everybody. Sorry we're 3 minutes late. Technical difficulties. And I'm up in the sky here. I flew down to Little St. James Island. Jeffrey Epstein's palace back here. I don't know if you can see it. There you go.
I can. Yeah, it looks great.
Exotic location this week. I figured... You know, Donald Trump had a lot going on this week, so I didn't want to bug him and ask him if I could do the podcast in the Oval Office. And so I just went down. He goes, why don't you go down to Little St. James? And I said, you know what? That's a great idea. And that's where I am this week. So we'll have some news about that. There was a lot of news.
There was and also wasn't a lot of news, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. You're right. But... First, we'll do that probably in the bonus time, maybe the after the half an hour that Radio Saint gets. By the way, go subscribe hmbradio.substack.com. There's a free subscription there. You get the podcast early. That's always fun. And that way you don't have to wait till Sunday if you missed it live. And you get the whole audio only podcast, which is uncensored, mostly. And you can get that. It's $5 a month. We try to keep it cheap. And it's fun. So go do that. HMBradio.substack.com. I can hear myself now, Anna, in your headphones.
You can't.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry. It's super distracting. That's the only reason.
No, it's all good. I'm gonna pull a Jim Norton and just do one of these guys.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, I'm sorry about that, but I...
No, it's all good. I apologize for the technical difficulties.
So what did you do for 4th of July?
Oh, it was a splendid evening. Spent some time with my in-laws. Like, technically not my in-laws, but I just refer to them as my in-laws.
Right.
Real uncomfy.
Really? Why?
Real uncomfy. Let's just say it made me grateful for my relationship. You know, you ever in the presence of a couple?
Yeah,
it's uncomfy.
Yeah,
no, you're good.
Was it people who were just like fighting in front of you?
Yes, there was a lot of that. There was a lot of... So I do quite a bit of research when it comes to relationships, self-development. It's very much the female part of me. Not that men can't improve themselves, but I, by and large, it seems like women are constantly on the hunt of like how to frame things differently, how to read this sign, you know, whatever, trying to improve yourself. And along the way, you run into a lot of relationship stuff, right? So there's this psychology couple. They're both like doctors. And they've done like 50 years of research. It's like the gold standard when it comes to relationships. They actually could tell with like 80 or 90% accuracy. They could watch a couple, no sound, and just like read their body language, and they could tell with like 80 or 90% accuracy if they'd get divorced in the next 3 years. Just by the way that they interacted, their body language. So anyways, I'm well versed in what not to do. And there was just a lot of that, a lot of contempt, a lot of nagging, a lot of not helping. And then one of them tried to drag me into it. The wife tried to drag me into it, and I just shut that down quick. You know, she's like, well, Anna was here. She saw. I go, nope. No. I'm in both y'all's house. Like, do not drag me into anything. Okay. Thank you. So there was just, it was just really uncomfortable. And every time someone said something, I'm like, wrong. You know, she would nag him even, and he was trying really hard to like grill for the rest of us. And she'd be like, you know, so-and-so, come here. And I'm like, nope. He just sat down. He doesn't want to come here across the room. Nope. And then he would tell her to like shut up. I'm like, nope, you don't do that in front of company. Like everything was just wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super uncomfortable. I remember, and these are like older folks, right? These are
your in-laws. They're my age.
Oh, your age. Oh, so it wasn't your in-laws, quote unquote, that were fighting. It was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like boyfriend's brother and wife.
I see. Okay.
So, and I felt like Chris and I were just like, wow, grateful for you because this sucks.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's unfortunate. That makes everybody else that's a spectator there uncomfortable too. I remember many years ago, I was in my 20s at this time. I made friends with this dude at a bar. His name was Jeff. And I just broke it up with a girlfriend. So I was at Goose's Sports Bar in Largo. Drinking by myself. I was probably like 24, 25 years old. And this dude is there. And, you know, sometimes men, when they're at the bar, you got a beer, you're just kind of looking around, you make eye contact with somebody, you just start chatting.
So sure.
We just start chatting. Really cool guy. He ends up, I tell him what happened. You know, he's my shoulder to cry on that day.
Oh, no. Okay.
He took me to Oz. I remember the strip club. He had a limo for some reason. I thought he was in the mob, but I think he's a postman, I believe.
Same.
Yeah, pretty much same thing. But I remember I like hung out with him for a long time after that, like a year or two after that time. He was like my friend, but he was probably in his 50s, I would say, at that time. And he brought his lady one time, off and on person that's been in his life for many years, off and on. So they got back together and he's like, you know, let's all go out and hang out. Total S show right from the get go, just bickering, fighting in front of everybody. And, you know, we're out like trying to have a good time. We're going to bars, bar hopping. It's a Friday night.
Yeah, that'll just kill the mood.
Very uncomfortable. So you don't want to do it just for your guests, but I guess it's impossible once you're at that point in a relationship where you just hate each other.
Yeah. And so in true humble fashion, well, I should just say Anna, it's not my family. The rest of my family is not like this, just me, but I needed more intel. So as the men and the boys, meaning like the men and literally the nephews, were outside blowing stuff up, is the ladies in the living room chatting, which is apparently what she was getting yelled for. I'm like, I understand she's not helping, but she's also not bugging you when she's talking to me because she's a bit of a nagger. And I mean, nagger. She's a bit of a nagger.
I got you.
So, no, you're good. Yeah. So by talking to me, she wasn't nagging her husband. So I thought I was doing everyone a favor, but I was apparently distracting her from her duties, which apparently she didn't know she had. So it was just bad all around, right? Mm. So the boys are blowing stuff up in the front yard, and I go, this would be a great opportunity to find out more. So I go, hey, you know, so-and-so, I know today's a little hectic because it's the 4th and it's a holiday and stuff. But I'm like, how are things going with, you know, hubby? essentially. And she just goes, things are good. You know, she was trying to, I feel like she was trying to convince herself things were good. She's like, things are a lot better when the boys aren't around, meaning her stepsons. So when they're at their mom's house out of her hair, she's like, we get along much better. It's much easier. I'm like, okay, I get that. But that's 50% of your life. The boys are here. So, you know, so she was just trying to pitch it as like, yeah, most of the time things are good. And it was just like, today's a bad day and the boys are here. But I don't believe that for one second, because it's always like that.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, the good news is it might be your last holiday that you have to spend with them together. It sounds like it's on the way out.
Dude, can I just give everyone some marriage advice from someone who is not a therapist or married?
Sure. Yeah.
Don't get fat.
Oh, is
especially
that what happened?
The woman.
Yeah.
You know,
it is good advice. It's really hard, though. I mean, you know, once it's most people's natural
inclination.
Yeah. I mean, especially in this country.
I don't care.
I know. No, you're right.
I don't care. And listen, I got that lesson probably a little too young from both parents, independently of each other.
Yeah.
You know, I have a vivid memory, maybe around 8 or 9 years old. I remember my dad was like pulling out of a parking space and he's like, Anna, let me tell you something. He's like, if you get married, don't get fat. He goes straight up. Papa Hummel goes, if your mom got fat, I would leave her.
Damn.
Like not. And again, he didn't even leave the caveat of like, if she was going through something, if she got pregnant again, it was none of that. I was just like, if she gets fat, I'm gone.
Mm.
And then my mom told me the same thing, but she didn't even say it from the male perspective or like in terms of like, don't let your husband, you know, make sure she goes as like a woman, don't get fat.
Yeah.
So it was both sides of like the woman shouldn't get fat. And then the woman in my life was also telling me, do not let yourself go.
Yeah,
right. Which may have made a few, you know, crossed a few wires and gave me, you know, a baby eating disorder. No problem. Who hasn't had one? But yeah, it was a lesson I learned very, very young. But it was an important lesson to essentially what they're saying is like, stay the person that they ended up falling for, or becoming attracted to in the first place, because.
Listen, it's hard, though, especially when as you age, you know, you start getting older, you know, you look at your parents and
my parents are amazing shape.
You're a genetic freak. But like I look at my parents.
I'm not. OK, like, go ahead.
It's a natural setting.
OK.
Any change, you know, with age. I'm just saying it's harder as you get older.
Of course it's harder. But that doesn't mean it's impossible. But also, you have to understand, like, I come from a pretty athletic family. Mom was, like, a phenomenal swimmer. She ran track. She did dance. Dad played rugby, soccer, track. Like, my parents were pretty active. So
let me ask you a question. What's fat to you? Like, are we talking how much weight would you have to gain for somebody to be like, wow, you're fat now? As opposed to packing on a few pounds, chunky, chubby, you know, the kind of the, is chubby fat in a marriage?
Well, let me say this. It depends where we start. Where did we start? Were you chubby when you got together? If you were chubby when you got together and you're just staying chubby, that's fine.
Let's say no.
Let's say no.
Let's go up to, okay, you know, in shape to, you know, yeah, you can lose a few pounds, a little chubby, got a little bit of a belly.
Okay, and let's just, for sake of keeping things consistent, like, let's not involve pregnancy, right? Pregnancy comes and goes, whatever. Okay. Let's say no one gets pregnant. Let's just keep it simple. As a woman, obviously, it depends on your size. 30 pounds is going to look a lot different on me than it would on some chick that's 6'1". So I would say, generally speaking, again, this is... I would say you probably want to stay within about 20, 25, 30 pounds of where you started.
Okay. That's
as
fair.
A female, like yeah. the guy meets you at 140, you're 5'7". Try not to get over 170. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. I think that's fine. Okay.
I think that's reasonable. I'm not saying like, oh my God, you need to lose 10 pounds. No.
Yeah.
I'm talking the couple that I went to, I mean, 60, 70 pounds, the lady they put on.
Yeah, that's all.
Maybe 5'4", 5'5", tops.
70 pounds on 5'4".
I'm not kidding, bro.
Dude, that's
I'm not kidding. Cool. And she actually sent me a picture of her when she was like 21. And I was completely blown away. Like, it made me so sad. Of course, we all look different from 21. I look very different 21. My face, I'm older. You know, I got wrinkles and stuff. My skin isn't quite as tight. But my actual body size, my mass is within 10 pounds, 15 yeah. tops. And I was like really, maybe like really super skinny there because I was like borderline an eating disorder. So, you know, I was probably on the too thin side then. Yeah, we're talking chins and chins away from where we were at 21.
All right. So what and why? Like, why did this happen? I mean, I know why it happened, but what was the rationale, or was there any?
I mean, I don't ask her really. I think a lot of it is, sorry?
You should ask.
I don't want to ask why did you get fat.
Ask, I don't what sparked the weight gain? When
I feel
she
like,
showed you the picture, you know, you're like, hey.
Yeah, I don't, that's not a question I can even, I'm pretty smart. I can't think of a way to ask that question nicely if don't, they don't bring it up.
Yeah.
If they want to talk about it, I'll ask. But if they're just like, hey, check out, it was more like, hey, check out this guy I used to bang and she was in the picture. And I was like, oh my God, like you are hot, hot. Like yeah. sexy, hot, and blown away.
Did she have children?
No, none of her own. She has the body type of a middle-aged Midwestern mom that likes eating mayonnaise and cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like a melted Roman candle. It's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. That's unfortunate. Well, like I said, the good news is she might be out of your life. It sounds like pretty soon. So.
I don't mind her. She's.
No, I'm not saying it has anything to do with you. I'm just saying it sounds like that their time together will end soon.
Yeah. It's sad because they just got married last year.
So when did she gain all the weight? 1 year?
No. She was big then, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So
married a big gal then.
But then I was told stories that like she didn't look like that when they first met, which wasn't that long ago. So I wanted to see pictures, and in the house there are, you know, artifacts of what this woman looked like even just a few short years ago, and she was like thick cute. You know what I mean? Like thick cute.
Right. It's like, my bread and butter.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe like a little too much thick cute, but like maybe 3 C's instead of 2, but still like thick cute. And then I think it's also like she kind of let her hair go gray. It just looks, everything is just not good. And I just want to do like a full makeover. And in her mind, I think she thinks she's still hot.
Ooh, interesting.
She is like not at all shy about being in a bathing suit. Like, she talks about herself like she's still.
Well, there's the trend, the, you know, body positivity trend. She's probably just hopped on that bandwagon. There's lots of pigs on Instagram that are wearing bikinis. I don't think you should be ashamed of it either. If you want to wear a bikini. It is annoying. Your confidence is a little annoying, though. Because you're a mess.
Yeah, And it's not, like, it's not just the body is one thing. It's just, it's in my mind, I'm like, you have one vessel. Mm-mm. Like, of anything else you want to accomplish or do, like, that should be pretty close to the top of the list of things. And again, I'm not, people think like, oh, not everyone can have a six pack on it. I used to hear that all the time when I was on Bubba's show, and it was so annoying. I'm like, I'm not asking that. I don't even have a six pack right now. Well, depends on the day, but I'm just saying, like, maybe you shouldn't have arthritis at 39.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just like it, it. And then I look at what they're eating because I'm in the kitchen and I'm like, this is all terrible. This is horrific.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just not good. And then they complain of like lots of issues. I'm like, this is because your lifestyle sucks. Right. Everything is bad.
So did it just ruin your 4th of July then?
No, I quite enjoyed it. Oh. I kind of, even though it's uncomfy and like tense, it's like fun to talk about when you leave. I mean, when Chris and I left, it was like, you know, tea time, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I was really trying to get some intel. She didn't really give much to work with, but I don't know. I feel like they're both the type of people just to like stick it out because they don't want to look for anything else. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Just like, I'm tired. You know, we've said this before. But, like, I don't want to go find someone new. You know? Because what we have is good. We have is good. Yeah. But if things went south, like, we wouldn't want to start again. Like,
yeah. Yeah, no, I understand. So you did, there is a picture up on the YouTube community post and Facebook, HMB Radio on Facebook, of you and I and our respective fireworks. There's yours looked like you were a little afraid. In yours, you almost set the house on fire, or what happened?
Well, I eventually migrated outside and started shooting things off with the boys or witnessing them. And I had like some sort of like, it looked like a glowy sword, and you light it and it like sparklers. Like I guess, but it went like pop, 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 pop. It wasn't just like a steady burn. It was like a sparkler, but it was like a sword, like we were supposed to be sword fighting. And so one of the young boys was just getting a little too close for my liking with the sword. And you can just see the remnants of the sword sparkling sparklers all up in my grill. So I was scared, as you can see from my face.
Yeah. Yeah. You look a little afraid there. I don't know if I can zoom in. Can I? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can. There we go. Yeah. You look a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. The theme of the night.
The only firework I had was one sparkler.
Oh yeah.
See it, my
it's
hand.
A good pick.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when the freedom hits. Coors Lights and freedom, baby. That's what my 4th of July was pretty good. I had I don't know, you know, my friends, I went over to a friend's house. I'm sad that they're leaving. They're moving to the great state of New York. New York
Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey. But I think people who live in Jersey City would just say that they live in New York City, right across the river.
Yeah, it's close.
But it is technically New Jersey. Boy, I will miss them, but I'm so glad that they're taking their votes elsewhere because...
Why?
It was kind of weird, but I poured some Fireball when I got there. There was only a few.
Oh, no.
Total of 6, 7, 8, I think total. And gave a toast to my friends who were going to be taking off to the great state of New Jersey. And I started off, since it was America, I said, first, let me give a toast to the best country in the entire world. Audible groans from that.
May I ask a question? Follow-up question. What about your lady?
I would say no reaction. I didn't hear her groan, but I didn't hear her go woo either.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a
Switzerland, if you will.
Yes.
Okay. Very much.
So at that point I go, and to our number one best friends who are, and then, oh, you know, so kind of pulled it out of there. A little disheartening though that, you know, I get the political climate we're in now, but it was kind of upsetting that you just can't be like, all right. For one little one little moment, you just can't be like, cool. You have to audibly groan when the country that you live in is mentioned on its Independence Day.
It's not even the country that you live in. It's your identity. Like, you are American. Whether you like it or not, you are culturally American. Your citizenship reads American. And, like, I don't think people understand, like, how incredible it is to have a ticket that you can always live in this country as an American citizen. People are fighting for their life, waiting on lists, or crossing a 1,000-mile stretch of land in a caravan barefoot to get into this country. Yeah. And you were lucky enough to be born here or right. have citizenship here. So shut up.
Shut up. Yeah, it kind of, I don't know why it bugged me.
Of course you know why it bugged, because of what I just outlined, just being so unbelievably, it's like ungrateful and willfully ignorant when you think about how so much of the rest of the world has to live. Oh, you're a woman that can drive and you can read? Wow. There's a lot of places where you can't do that without getting stoned to death.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I guess, you know, maybe when I think more about it, it would be something like that. I think it was more just superficial. Like, okay, I'm just giving a toast here on.
Oh, it's like a personal thing.
Yeah. More of a personal thing for me. Like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Yes. And just shut your mouth. You know, it's Independence Day. It's July 4th. We're having a good time. We don't need to get political today. But we did. And so, no, I didn't shoot off any fireworks at all. Came home really early. Didn't really drink. I haven't really drank since I got back from Colorado.
Oh, yeah. You are still ill. I was going to come over to your house, but you informed me yesterday that you're just still not better after 6 months of illness.
Still got this cough going on. I don't know what's up with that. But yeah, no, I don't know if that's why. I just haven't really had the urge to tie one on. I don't think I drank any. No, I had. That's not true. I had one pour of whiskey the entire weekend.
Wow. Was it like an entire bottle?
No, it was just a little, you know, a little Aaron pour, you know, one.
Dude, that's great. Listen, if your illness keeps you on the straight and narrow, stay sick.
Yeah. Of course, many people were playing with fireworks and many people blew their hands off and other things. Several Hillsborough residents, including a 10-year-old, suffered devastating firework injuries. There's from WFLA.
Friday, and it is important to celebrate responsibly.
Absolutely. Every year, fireworks lead to injuries and fires. Eight on Your Side's Alessandra Young joining us now live in Hillsborough County to share some safety tips that you should keep in mind. Good
morning. Never mind. I thought that was the story. Among those, a 10-year-old boy who firefighters said had to be rushed to surgery after shrapnel from a PVC launch tube pierced his chest. Does your man ever do those, the PVC launch tubes?
I believe so. I'll explain more after you go through the story, but
yeah. Okay. Two people also suffered hand injuries that resulted in partial or full amputations, and multiple other patients wound up with significant damage to their eardrums from firework use, authorities said. At least three people were taken to Tampa General Hospital as trauma alerts or patients that require immediate medical attention. First responders weren't just dealing with people being injured by fireworks. The explosives also caused a number of fires, setting a moving truck ablaze and resulting to major damage to a neighborhood clubhouse. In another instance, improperly discarded fireworks lit a carpet on fire, which eventually spread to the whole house. Discarded fireworks also burnt up an apartment door entryway, the bed of a truck, and a garage. Authorities said all these situations were preventable tragedies. Of course. I will say I'm surprised so many fires. We got a lot of rain, but I guess it was like buildings and stuff, not really you know, outside. That was people setting off fireworks inside, I guess. Three's pretty good for this area. Three people getting rushed to the hospital. Not too bad. Not too shabby at all. I would say that's
On Saturday, actually, we went to a gathering. The boyfriend is involved in a group called FPAG, which stands for Firework Pyrotechnics Art Guild.
Okay.
And it's a group of people. I would have never even known that this existed, but they build their own fireworks. Like, they look at fireworks or pyrotechnics as, like, it's a guild, it's a craft. And so kind of the godfather of this group, the one who started it like 30 years ago, he's constantly going to like Spain, and I guess Malta is really big with their own kind of style of fireworks, which I saw, which looked nothing like the fireworks we have here. It's super cool. But he makes these. He has four sheds, one of which he told me had like several tons of like explosive chemicals. And he made his own fireworks show. And it's not like a little sparkler. I mean, we are talking, you could see this at like a baseball game and be happy. Like, it was pretty intense. And he had it just for like the 30 people that showed up his house for, you know, July 5th.
Yeah.
But very cool stuff. I was very impressed. And it's rare that I see my boyfriend impressed by anyone. He's known this guy for over 20 years, I think. But,
yeah,
you know, the boyfriend is rarely like, there's like, this guy sucks, this guy's stupid. But he is like, this guy knows his ish. He's amazing. And it really was like incredible what he was putting together in terms of like, you know, the time it takes to go up, where it's going to explode, how many stars you're going to see, the colors. And they go from like green to blue to red to purple. Like, he crafted this whole show that lasted like 20 minutes. Like, it is just, it was, you know, I have a new appreciation for building fireworks. And, yeah, you know, I just thought you like take a bunch of things, put it in a tube, like close it up and explode it. But it's like, there's so much more to it. So
yeah,
really impressive. That's cool stuff. Yeah.
But I will say, proud of Tampa Bay, only three people needing trauma alerts in the area. Happy 4th of July. Well, I guess it's not 4th of July anymore, but we made it. And, you know, let's see if we can double that number. 6 next year. That's what I'm looking for, some real damage. We're going to say goodbye to Radio St. Pete and our podcast listeners. Stay tuned if you're watching live Wednesdays at 6 p.m. We do this at willsyoutube.com. It's live. We got comments going. We do all that type of stuff. So maybe join us next week, 6 p.m. willsyoutube.com. You're gonna miss a story about the rapper who did blow his fingers off.
Will, late. Real quick, I gotta go tinkle again. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right, go ahead. So you're gonna be missing that, and that's, you don't want to do that. You want to hang out with Anna and I while she pees. Oh my god, the bees on her end. The bees are insane right now. I can't believe she's in that house. But all right, we're gonna say goodbye to podcast listeners. Thank you. Talk to you later. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.